continuing with Proudhon, it is our strength of memory and penetration of judgment which enable us to multiply and combine the acts which our social instinct impels us to perform, and which teaches us how to render them more effective and how to distribute them justly. The beasts who live in society practice justice, but are ignorant of its nature and do not reason upon it. They obey their instinct without thought or philosophy. They know not how to unite the social sentiment with the idea of equality, which they don't possess. This idea being an abstract one, we, on the contrary, starting with the principle that society implies equality, can, by our reasoning faculty, understand and agree with each other in setting our rights. We have even used our judgment to a great extent, but in all this our conscience plays a small part, as is proved by the fact that the idea of right, of which we catch a glimpse in certain animals who approach nearer than any others to our standard of intelligence, seems to grow from the low level at which it stands in savages. And I have to interject that we have to comment here, as we did with Kropotkin, on the effect of insufficient information, the lack of experience. That's key. I mean, we saw with Melville, who in the book Taipei, experience changes everything. And so I shared, I hope folks, it's been up there for a while now, I had a chance to revisit that excerpt from the August 9, 2015 show, in which we said that in using the word savage, Kropotkin reproduced the very mindset that he's trying to smash. That is, his abolishment of the distinction between mind and hand. And I have to say, it's not fair to say he was a product of his day, though obviously this is so. But others of his day were fortunate to not be misled in that respect. For instance, Melville and the key role of experience. But geographic segregation and systematic atomization makes a truly global vantage difficult to attain. Then, we're there today.